Hello and welcome back to the podcast, It's Just a Dream, the podcast where we share our dreams and analyze yours.
Woo! You ate that up.
I don't know, girly.
No way. You ate that. Like, it was so good.
Thanks. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
Gosh, no, this is basically your podcast. It's our podcast.
Okay, maybe like our podcast, we should introduce ourselves. Or...
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part. Hello, everyone. My name is Hawa, and I have a special guest for you guys today.
I don't know about special, but...
Shut the fuck up. Special.
Okay. My name's Elle. Hi. Nice to see you after 3 years. It's been a long time.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait. Okay. We should probably explain, like, what the fuck is going on, because... You probably don't know what's going on. So, firstly, right. Hello. Welcome back to It's Just a Dream, the podcast where we share our dreams and sometimes even analyze yours. Woo-hoo. My name is Hawa, and this is a very special episode because this is the 3-year anniversary of the podcast.
Yay! Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Sorry. Okay. Focus.
It's the birthday of our podcast.
Yeah, and the only birthday ever, actually. So
yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, focus. Got it. We're good. Okay. We got it. Reel it in. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So this episode is very special because this is the first time that I've ever been on time for the anniversary. I like missed the other two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I missed the other two anniversaries.
That's funny.
I was being really inconsistent, but this is the first time that I'm actually consistent. So,
woo-hoo! 2024, we're doing new things and we're being consistent and we're having a good time.
Yes. And also, there's a special guest on the podcast, and this person is the reason why the podcast exists. Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Yes. You might be wondering, like, oh my gosh, the disclaimer voice. Who's that sexy voice?
All right now.
For every episode. It's obviously Elle, the original co-host and founder of the podcast. So give it up to Elle.
Hey. Hey, guys. How are you? Hope you're well.
He's so awkward about it. He said, hey.
I am. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm a little scared. Like,
don't be scared.
Please don't eat me alive, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I am not consistent in my life. So, you know, it just happens.
You know, life just, it's crazy. You know, it just be like that. But yeah, Elle is originally a co-host on this podcast. We both founded this podcast. Honestly, it was her idea. Firstly, and we'll get into the lore of the podcast for this special episode and everything, but she is the original co-host of this podcast, and she's in the first 3 episodes of this podcast.
And to those who are actually interested in my dream, I just want to give you a big fat sorry, because I don't know if it'll ever be finished, but it's a good one. I know, like, it's a good one. If I were to come back, I think I would do the murder mystery dream, because that one is like my bestseller between Howard and I. So
what about the soulmate dream, guys? Okay, you don't know. I feel like we need to get into the lore first, because there's a lot of new listeners since the first three episodes.
Which is crazy. So, congratulations. You did it.
Thank you. So let's get into the lore, firstly, of like how we came up with this podcast. That's what today's episode is going to be about.
You should probably do most of the talking because I kind of forgot.
It's okay. Okay, I'll do that. So in today's episode today, we are going to get into the lore of how this podcast came to be on this podcast's birthday. And then we're going to play some games. Mostly we're going to do like a friendship tag. And we're going to kind of treat it like we're having a sleepover. And you guys are like here with us too, you know? So, yeah. So, L, before we do everything, don't you want to update the girly boys, themies, about your life?
On my life?
Oh, where man. You been?
Oh, shucks.
You've been here for, you just came and then you just abandoned them. Like, yeah, that's crazy.
I apologize. I've been living my life. Like, I graduated from college. I got my bachelor's degree in acting. And I moved into an apartment and I lived by myself for 13 months. And then I moved back home to undisclosed location. And then I, what did I do? Oh, I did a couple of acting stuff and I'm still doing acting stuff now. And that's kind of what I've been up to. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's not going to say it, but I will. She also has a YouTube channel.
hold on. We didn't discuss this.
Oh, whoopsie. I just sprang it out of nowhere. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, she has a YouTube channel and it has a lot of great content. So if you're looking for like comfort content, comfort vlogs,
you should
check out her channel. I'm going to put it in the link.
Please.
The link in the description box below.
Do not go there. Don't look. Please. This isn't even reverse psychology. I'm being so serious. Please don't go. Like, please don't go. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, don't go. Wink,
wink. No winking. I'm serious. Please don't perceive what I look like. I'm scared.
Guys, don't.
Stop.
They can't even see me winking. We can see each other, but you guys can't see us.
Correct.
But yeah. So without further ado, let's just get into the lore. Okay. So how this podcast started.
Mm-hmm.
This idea came during quarantine, I believe, right?
Circa
2020. Specifically, a little bit about Elle and I. We weren't very close in college, right?
Kind of, sort of. Like, okay, we can't get into it fully, but we were, like, close far. Like, we weren't one person removed from each other, but we were, like, close far.
Yeah. So when the pandemic happened, I like called Elle randomly because I was like, oh, I'm thinking about Elle. I'm going to call her. And so I called her and she's like, hi.
Literally like that.
Yeah.
Like,
and I was like,
why would somebody call me right now?
I was like, oh, hi, Elle. Like, I was thinking about you. Like, how is everything? Checking up on her. And she's like, I'm good. Like, is there something you need? And I was like, oh, no.
That's so real. Yeah.
I just wanted to talk to you. Like, I missed you. And she was like, oh. Okay.
Weird. Never got that before.
Yeah. So we talked for a couple of hours and I was like, okay, I'll call you tomorrow. Like, bye. And she was like, yeah, okay. Like, she just didn't expect me to call her tomorrow. And then I did. And she was like, hello?
Like, what do you need?
And I'm like, oh, I told you I was going to call you tomorrow to check up on you. And you were like, oh, you don't need anything?
Wait, like, you actually went through with what you said? That's weird.
Yeah. And then rinse and repeat for like a couple of months. And now we're besties.
Correct.
Yeah. And so we got a lot closer during quarantine. We called each other like basically every day. I mean, I kind of forced her into it, right? Because I just kept calling her and she just kept answering.
Yeah.
So, you know. And eventually we started doing like, before we started sharing dreams with each other, we would share our favorite like pieces of media, TV shows and movies together.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
She shared her favorite TV show to me of all time, Jane the Virgin. So she shared all the seasons with me.
Yeah, beat by beat.
Beat by beat, bar for bar, line for line. She shared everything, and I was invested because she's a very good storyteller. So
thanks.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, invested. And then in return, I think I shared with her like one of my favorite books.
Wait, I thought you shared Alter Carbon with me.
Yes, I think I did. I told her the entire season of Alter Carbon, or it may have been It Lives in the Woods, one of the two.
Oh, yes, it was It Lives in the Woods. All of them. I think there's like two.
Yeah, there's three. Like three now, but I think I only shared the first one at the time because you did not want to hear the second one because you did not like how the first one ended.
Yeah, it was bad. Boo.
Yeah. And then we just kind of kept doing that. We'd call each other and like share stories with each other. It was like our highlight of the day. Right. And then one day I had a really bad nightmare that I'm not going to share on here.
We can never share this one because, well, we can't.
Yeah, we can't. We just can't share the nightmare. But I had this nightmare and I immediately called her and I was like pissed off. I was so freaking angry about this dream.
It was funny.
Called Elle and I was like, Elle, like, girl, I need to tell you about this fucking dream. I'm so pissed. And she was like, well, let's analyze it. And I'm like, analyze. And then she proceeded to read me to filth, analyzing my dream.
It's what I do.
Yeah, like analyzing it and like opening up my third fucking eye. And I was like, wow, I actually know what this dream means. Because before I was just pissed off.
Right.
And I was just going to forever have beef with this person.
Dream. One thing about Hala is she really does hold grudges. There's about four people in my mind that I know she has a grudge on right now. And it's like, I want to say three out of four of the people she's holding a grudge for, everything that they did to her happened in a dream, mind you, just so you know. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
She's not wrong.
Okay.
But I don't like the fact that you're right, to be honest.
Well, I'm always right, so, you know. Yeah,
that's a thing about Elle. She's always right, and it's infuriating.
It's true, yeah.
Never doubt her.
Don't.
Ever. I learned the hard way. Multiple times. And I'd be like, damn, she was right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But anyways. And that started the whole aspect of us just sharing dreams with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we started sharing dreams with each other all the time. Specifically, at the time, I was stuck in the dorm rooms. Yeah. And she lived in undisclosed location.
At my house.
Yeah.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I choked on my air.
Gross.
Thanks. I'm gonna cut
this. Fuck you, air.
Fuck you, air. But yeah, so when I moved back to my home, we started sharing dreams with each other more often.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think that was the highlight of 2020, was that our friendship got so much closer and that we had that era of just like, we would like get excited at like nighttime calling each other and being like, okay, like, tell me about this dream. Like, I need to know more.
New update for this part. You know,
yeah,
that was fun.
So fun, honestly. And some of the craziest dreams came out of that era. Yeah. So the dream I mentioned before, the soulmate dream.
Maybe I'll write it as like a TV show or something because it's actually really good. But
it's beyond good. It. Oh, my God, guys, you don't understand. I was hooked on this dream. At one point, I remember I called Elle at like 9 p.m. and I did not get off that phone till like 2 p.m.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to hear the next part. I cannot go to sleep until I know what happens. It was so good.
And it was so long. That was the problem. So yeah. It would be hard to condense it into a podcast. But you know what? Maybe I'll come back one day and I'll share it. Don't get your hopes up.
I mean, it's cool, whatever, if you come out. Like, it doesn't matter. Gotta play hard to get with Elle, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but anyways, we kept sharing our dreams, and Elle kept being like, oh my God, if we had a podcast, it'd be so good. Like, if we had a podcast, it would be amazing. Like, this would be so good if we had a podcast. Like, we have so much good content here, and like, we're super entertaining, da-di-di-da-di-do-da-di-da. And she kept saying that over and over again. And one thing about Elle, she's really good at planning things and making plans.
Yeah.
She doesn't execute them.
Ever.
And I'm the opposite. I'm not really good at planning. I'm very good at execution, though.
Correct.
So she kept saying that she wanted to make this podcast. So I started doing research on podcasts and how to make a podcast and everything you need. And I was like, okay, you want to make a podcast? All right, bet. I have everything we need to make a podcast. Let's do it.
And funnily enough, I was the one that was like, are we really going to do this? Because if we do this, like, I'm serious. I'm going to do it. Like, we have to do it. And 3 years later, guess who's stuck it through and who hasn't? So silly of me.
You know, maybe you could, like, come back or something.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you don't have to share a dream. Maybe you're just there listening.
Okay.
I don't know. Just a thought. Maybe one day you'll finally finish that Adam dream. It's not going to happen.
It's honestly, I don't even think y'all want to hear it at this point. Like, it's not even, like, to be honest, we've been ramping, what is it called? Amping it up so much. It's not that good compared to the other ones. If you were to hear the ending, you'd be like, I waited 3 years for this. Like, I should just start a new one.
Dude, don't knock it out. I bet there's that one person who's been sitting there.
Yeah, probably. Like,
oh my God, please, bro.
But it's really not worth it. Trust me. If let's say I started the soulmate dream or the murder mystery dream, yeah, I'd understand. But Adam?
Adam.
I don't know.
At least there are multiple Adam dreams, which, yeah, like, there's Adam, the OG Adam, then there's like a
1.5 and 2.0.
Yeah, and 1.5 is, you guys can never hear 1.5. Like, that one.
Whoo!
That one.
My mind was a little twisted that time, and there was no coming back for that one. Yeah, that Adam, no coming back for him.
No, that one is actually crazy. We also had a lot of deranged, like, crazy dreams. The first dream I ever shared on the podcast, I'm pretty sure I shared that with Elle, like, a month before we did the podcast, and that dream was,
yeah,
insane. And I remember thinking, like, I was like, oh my God, this dream is so cool. And I shared it to Elle, and she was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, the point, actually, the reason that we even wanted to do the podcast and we thought it was really funny was because Howa's dreams are demented, right? And so, no, I mean, I love you, but, you know, so, like, whenever we would be on the phone, she would tell me the most, like, gut-wrenching, mind-boggling kind of experience, like, I'm tripping out kind of experience of a podcast. I mean, of a dream. And then my dream would be like, I was frolicking in the forest and, you know, I picked a flower off from the grass and I smelled it and it was amazing. Like, so we wanted to do the podcast to have that dichotomy so that you're not traumatized all the time, but you're also not, like, you know, in La La Land all the time. But then I just never came back. So sorry, but, you know. At least you know the point of conception.
Yeah. And also another thing for the podcast is we wanted it to feel like a sleepover. Like, yeah, we wanted it to feel like it was just like two friends, like, on a FaceTime call, except, right, I had an Android. So it was never FaceTime. It was like Messenger. So
kind of sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, we just wanted to feel like it was like one of our FaceTime calls because, like, those moments genuinely got us through 2020.
It's true. Yeah.
Like, we looked forward to those phone calls all the time. It was like our brief moment of escapism before we had to get back into life.
Yeah.
You know? And it was really, really nice. So we wanted to have that same effect. And hopefully in the past 3 years, I've been able to give you guys that same effect.
You totally have. I believe it.
Thank you. Elle doesn't listen to the podcast, but...
Okay, why the fuck would you expose me like that? Like, like, damn. I was trying to be supportive. See, this is why I'm not supportive. Because every time I try and do something nice for you, you want to throw it back in my face. So, okay.
No, it's okay. I don't mind that you don't listen to it. You just don't get to hear all the cool references.
But I know everything. I was there for everything. I was there.
That's true. Also, even though Elle is not on the podcast, we still share our dreams. Like, we still are sharing our dreams 24/7. And she oftentimes hears the dreams first before you guys. And depending on her reaction, I'm like, yeah, that's not going on.
Right.
So I'd be like, yeah, this one's going in the never coming to light ever. Or I'll like edit them so they can come to light. Right. But yeah, I think that's everything about the lore.
I think we've filled in all the gaps for you. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
So, what now? Oh. So, hey guys.
Sorry, I coughed my lung up.
No, like, I hope you're good.
I am. So, now that you know the lore of the podcast.
Right.
Why it exists. Now we're gonna get into, like, doing this. Okay, so I wanted to do like a fun game with me and Elle, but like I wanted it to be very lighthearted and not get really deep. Right. So like I was looking at games like We Aren't Really Strangers because I thought that would be really fun. And then I read some of the questions and I was like, ooh, yakaroni and cheese. Like these are kind of like, I don't really feel like sobbing on the podcast right now. Right. So instead, I thought it would be fun to do like those like 2012 like friendship tags that were really popular.
Cool.
That YouTubers would do, like fucking, what's that one YouTuber?
Wow, so specific.
Tyler Oakley would do. Ooh. Back in the day. That like really dates us, but like whatever.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Ask someone nowadays, do you know who Tyler Oakley is? They'd be like, who?
That's true.
Is that a rapper? And I'm like,
Tyler Oakley, a rapper.
Yeah. So I have like a bunch of questions that we're going to go through to see how well we know each other, or just so you guys can get to know us a little bit without like doxing us. And we're, like, let's just pretend we're at a sleepover, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, first question, what is my astrology sign?
You are an Aquarius.
Yes, I am. Why am I so awkward right now? Let me calm down.
I think you're great.
Oh, thank you. And Elle is a Capricorn.
I am.
Yes. What is your full brood?
You're rude as fuck.
Dude, everyone hates Aquarius. Like, I'm just used to it.
Okay. We're hated together, and that's why we're friends.
Just there. Be like, whatever. Whatever.
Whatever. Literally.
What's your full birth chart, though?
My full birth chart? My big three?
Yeah.
That's a little personal. Just kidding. I'm a Capricorn. I can't remember if the one that is your like birthday is your sun or your rising. So Capricorn's sun / rising. And then I have Virgo moon. Actually, I think I'm a Scorpio rising. So Capricorn sun, Virgo moon, Scorpio rising. That's my big three.
Awesome. And then for me, mine is Aquarius sun, Aries moon, and Capricorn rising.
Boo. Ooh, who did that? I'm just kidding.
Whatever.
It makes a great combo because it makes Howla. So that's all that matters.
And we got stung. Make me super shy. Super. I got to really stop doing that because I know you guys are giving me the side eye every time I do that.
Well, fun fact about me, since I actually got into K-pop in 2020, so after the podcast had already started.
Let me tell you guys something. I've been in K-pop. I think I talked about this a couple times on the podcast. I've been in K-pop since I was like 13 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. Since like the beginning of like third generation. And I've been trying to slowly get L into K-pop because I've been trying to slowly corrupt her, and it finally worked.
Okay, but here's my thing. She swears up and down that she's the reason. She's not, but I'm gonna let her have it.
No, okay, so I'm gonna defend myself from this claim. So
okay,
I don't think I was the reason, but I do think I was slowly conditioning her to it, because I would show her K-pop memes. Like, my favorite one was the give up one. And I would just slowly show you K-pop memes, being like, huh? You know, just a thought. Or I tell her, like, right. Random K-pop news, like, oh my god, this idol did something. Crazy, right?
And I literally would be like, I don't care. With love. But I don't care. Yeah.
Dude, I remember okay, we have this discussion all the time. I'm a full hater, okay? I will admit this. I remember playing NCT 127 sticker to her.
No, what the hell? okay, pause. First of all, one, she just lied to your face. We never had this discussion. Two, she never showed me sticker. And here's what I'll say.
No way.
I would remember sticker, okay? Because one, that is like one of my favorite songs. And two, it is so weird. There's no way I would forget something like that. Guys, and I have memory issues. I have memory issues. And I admit that I'm a proud memory issue, you know, person. I have no recollection of her showing me sticker ever.
Dude,
I have recollection of her showing me ATs, but I was focused on a boy at the time, so I didn't care. So she showed me ATs. I think it was Hongjoon, and I was like, okay, cool. And then I went back to the boy because I was like, I like this boy. I don't really care about K-pop right now. I'm trying to get my man, who was not my man. He was a child, but anyway. So sticker, that's the only thing that I don't, like, genuinely, I don't remember that at all. But I do remember the ATs thing. I remember that.
Okay, listen. Now I'm going to defend myself, right?
Okay, defend yourself.
I remember very clearly showing you two K-pop songs, being like, listen to these two K-pop songs. Let me know your opinion. Because I had negative opinions about both songs.
Okay.
I showed her, and before I say the names, don't come for me.
Oh.
I know how you girlies like to tussle. I've been here too since I was 13. I know how to do a roundhouse kick too, but like, calm down, right? We can all have opinions. I showed her ITZY's Mafia in the Morning because I remember I kept singing. It was an inside joke between us because I can't explain it. But I kept singing to her, like, I'm the mafia, over and over again.
Yeah.
And she was like, why do you keep doing that? And I was like, oh, okay, I have to show you this song. So I showed it to her and she was like, okay. And I was like, oh, if you think that's okay, let me show you NCT 127 sticker. And I love NCT. I've loved them since debut. I hate sticker. I'm a full hater sticker.
I'm a lover. I love sticker so much.
I despise that song. I want to fight that song. I've never wanted to beat that song up before. So I showed it to her being like a hater. And I showed it to her and she was like, okay. And now it's her favorite song. But I remember showing it to her the first time. Okay. And so I take credit.
when was this?
And when we were roommates.
No, not ringing a bell. To be fair, when we were roommates, it was very traumatic at that time. So can you blame me for not really remembering and blocking out that time when we were roommates?
No.
It was, and they know all that stuff, right?
Yeah. If you guys don't know about that, there's a whole episode about my roommate issues that we had because we had a third roommate.
Super, super duper traumatic.
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, I got her into K-pop, and I refused.
Okay, can I say, so I knew of BTS since 2018. I actually have two videos in my hidden folder in my iPhone, and I still haven't taken them out for some reason. The first one is of Jungkook going, Night Apple is Poison Apple. Don't ask me how I have it. It's a screen recording. I don't know why I have it in there. And the second one is Namjoon teaching Taehyung like some English. They're just in my folder. They've been in there since 2018. I have no recollection of recording those, but they're just in there. But the group that got me into K-pop was Stray Kids. And I've gotten to Stray Kids March 28th, 2022. So it's going to be 2 years this year in March.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, queen. Happy birthday. Okay, sorry. I'm like a sleeper agent. Every time you say happy birthday, I wake up. Sorry. So
I know something you don't.
I know something you will never know. But anyway, yeah, so I got into Stray Kids, and once I got into Stray Kids, it all started falling apart from there. So yeah.
Yeah.
Now we can go back to what we were talking about. But I had to defend myself. She's gonna keep believing what she believes, but I just know she's wrong.
Into K-pop, and I created a monster. That's what I did, because
sure.
I'm not as into it as I used to be, mostly because all the groups I like have disbanded.
Sorry, it's not funny.
Inactive. So I lost. But she's thriving right now.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
You know,
I'm a baby, fourth gen baby. So
yeah, she didn't have to fight like we did. Okay.
Yeah, but struggle. I have different fights, and they're honestly a lot worse.
Yeah, no, the fights that you have, like I had to defend like Shiny's ring ding ding to people. Be like, no, wait, please. No.
My defenses are a lot like the thing. Oh, I'm stressed. Just move on. Let's go into the next thing.
I don't even know why we that.
Me either. Doesn't that feel very sleepover vibes of us? I love it.
Yeah. Next question. What is one food I couldn't live without?
You couldn't live without?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
For you, I say corn.
Oh, yeah. For you, like realistically, or like.
It doesn't really matter.
Because I was going to say like realistically, like maybe rice. But like for funsies, maybe cheese. Because you like cheese a lot.
I do like cheese, but I could live without it.
So what couldn't you live without?
I don't think I could. I think you're right. Rice. I couldn't live without rice. But also hot fries.
Hot fries, yeah. But that's not food. That's a snack.
You're right.
You know how I am. Like, you have to be specific. Like, you know.
But yeah, rice. I eat rice every day, so.
Yeah. Rice every is like meal. That's why I said realistically rice.
Yeah.
But like,
when we lived together, like, I would make rice, like, at least once or, like, twice a week.
Yeah. I think you used to make my rice, because I didn't learn how to make my own rice until I had your rice, and I was using it to make rice in 2022.
Yeah.
So I learned how to make rice when I was 20 years old.
Because of me. Yeah. Because I eat rice with everything. How African of me.
Also, she like bought this like 12-pound bag of rice, and it was so much that it lasted me 3 years. The time that I moved out, there was still a lot of rice left. I had to give it away to a friend.
That's crazy. The rice never lasts me that long.
Well, you eat again. So technically I'm right, because rice, you cannot live without rice. So funnily enough, you just proved my point.
Yeah. No, she's right. Yeah, I can't live without rice. I used to make this. There's a specific Gambian rice dish called Nyankarang, which is like a peanut
so
rice.
So good. So
I would make yummy. It for us all the time.
It was very yummy.
My favorite.
I miss it. And I can't recreate it, so.
Yeah, I didn't teach you the recipe. Again, I'll make it for you when you come here.
Slay.
Okay, favorite color. Your favorite color is purple.
Your favorite color is Lello.
What
it's
is
not,
it?
It's not Lello?
What's Lello?
Yellow.
Oh.
It's not yellow?
Yeah, it is yellow.
Oh, so why'd you make it seem like it wasn't?
Lello. So I was like, what the fuck is that?
I was just trying to be funny, but I guess I'm not that funny anymore. I lost my spark.
No, you are funny. I'm kind of, what is, L has a nickname for me based on like a book or something.
Amelia Bedelia. But that doesn't go here.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I guess I'm a little bit literal.
Little. So. Okay.
Oh, okay. She unmasked me. Okay. when and where did we meet?
We met, okay, should we start? Well, I'll start from my perspective, but It was the most embarrassing day of my life. So, okay, first of all, Hawa told me this. I mean, she can bring it up herself, so I won't say it, about how, you know, do you know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't want to say it because then I'll have just said it, but okay. I'll if you don't say it, then I'll bring it up later.
Okay.
But the first day of our second semester at undisclosed school, which you probably know, I was running late because every semester of my time at that school, the first day of school, the first class, I was always late. Like, it was every single semester it happened to me for whatever reason. So I was running late as per usual, and I hear that this teacher is already pretty like tough, which he's not. He's the sweetest and I love him so much. And so I'm rushing in to get to the class and I have all my stuff and I'm like, hi, I'm here. And I literally slip and trip down the stairs. Ooh, I'm so embarrassed. And I trip and I'm looking at everybody and they're all looking at me. Mind you, I was one of only two kids in my whole class that got switched. So me and another girl got switched into a different class, and two kids from my from their class got switched into my old class. So I knew no one there except for one girl, and her and I did not talk. So now I'm sitting in front of a bunch of strangers and a new teacher, and I just tripped in front of everyone. And he's like, "You're late. Go grab a seat." And I'm like, oh, this is so fun. I want to kill myself. But then the day goes by, you know, some things happen, the class ends, and this girl, very beautiful, very sweet, walks up to me and she's like, "Hey, do you want to go get boba with us?" And I'm like, "Boba? What's that?" And she's like, "Just come along, like, you'll love it." And I'm like, "Okay, strange girl." And she's like, "Hey, my name's Hawa, by the way." And I'm like, "My name's Leah, but you can call me Elle." And yeah, that's how we met.
Oh my God, slay, 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 slay. Okay, so here's my... this is how you know it's like going to be so different. So first things first, I actually saw Elle.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah, I saw Elle before she saw me. I remember very specifically, because one thing about me and Elle, two sides of the same coin. She has a really bad memory. I have a really good memory.
Yeah.
The first day at undisclosed school, I remember seeing three people. My friend Jack, another girl named Rose, and Elle. And I remember specifically seeing Elle as like one of like two black people there. And I remember her hairstyle and what she was wearing, everything. And I was like, oh my God, slay, black person. Love that. and then she wasn't in my class.
Yeah. Just wasn't in your class.
And so when our first day of second semester came and I saw her, I was like, oh my God, that's the girl I met on the first day of school. And then she tripped and fell. And
oh gosh.
She thought it was embarrassing. I thought it was adorable. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. And so after class was done, I and another friend were talking about getting boba. And I was like, oh, we should invite Elle to come get boba with us. Because, you know, we're black. We should be together.
Black power. Women power. Yeah.
So I like came up to her and I was like, hey, do you want to get boba with us? And she was like, what's boba? And I was like, girl, I'm about to change your life. Okay. Just come with us.
And she did.
And that's how we became friends. I literally just saw her and was like, she's adorable. I want her to be my friend.
That was very nice of her because I was really scared. Like I genuinely knew no one. And, you know, I mean, I did know one person and she was our mutual friend. So that's the only reason that, so like I felt also comfortable going with them to get boba because I knew of the mutual friend through a different class. But if she never invited me, I don't think the mutual friend would have brought me on. So, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Exactamundo. Next question. Do you have any inside jokes? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh my gosh. Like, so, well, there's one for ya. We do have a lot of inside jokes. The thing is, like, we kind of cycle through jokes every 2 to 5 weeks. So honestly, I can't remember any of them because, again, I have a bad memory. But I bet you Hawa knows a couple of them that she can list off.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they happen so quickly, and they kind of like filter. I mean, one of them, the most recent one I could think of was, I thought this was a classy party. Like, yeah. I thought this was a classy party. Like, most of our inside jokes are us just like repurposing memes.
I mean, the most recent one that we sound had bites. When we were talking on the phone earlier before recording was, who do you think you're talking to right now?
Do not sell marijuana to my husband. Okay, like that. Yes, literally. Like, and the one that's like, I don't know how it starts though. It was like, I mean, if T.I. stole your girl, I'd be like, hey, that's T.I. But Usher, like, that's what ones that we've been rotating around. Okay, we did have an inside joke with a mutual friend about. Okay, can I bring this up? But it was about a specific teacher. And being sorry, wait, hold on. A specific teacher, and he had like specific rules for us really early on in our semester. So we made a whole like running joke that if he like he stepped on a cockroach and the cockroach's family sued him. The cockroach's family sued him, and he's in front of the cockroach's family. He repeats a line that he told us in class. So we kept repeating a specific line that he kept telling us in class because we were pissed at him. So that was our inside joke. So we would just be dying laughing, repeating that line that the teacher said to us over and over and over again. And they'd be like, and the cockroach would say this, and then he would say the line. And it's like, I don't personally want to say the line in specific because if anyone that we know sees this, they'll know what teacher we're talking about. So
yeah,
but just know that, let's say the line was like, I eat pizza for lunch, we would just be like, and then the cockroach would be like, you killed my son, and he'd be like, I eat pizza for lunch. Like, literally, that's how we imagined this made-up story to go. So that was a big one in our friendship, like, and yeah. that was like when we first became friends.
So, and I remember that day because I think we had like a couple, it was like a, we had an hour lunch or something.
Yeah, we had a long break.
Whole hour, we were cackling.
Yeah.
Laughing.
It was funny. I cried. Like, I think I cried laughing. We thought it was so funny. So
we thought it was the funniest. We were like.
And it was.
It was.
And we are. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay, next question. What is my favorite soda?
Your favorite soda?
Soda. I don't know why I keep putting a hard R.
Oh.
It's my new thing.
Your undisclosed location. They're pretty familiar with that. Your favorite soda?
Favorite soda. I don't want to. Yours is not Coca-Cola, is it?
Mm-mm.
That's so wrong.
Is yours Dr. Pepper?
No.
No, right? Okay.
You like Sprite.
I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like, whenever we'd be on the phone and you'd order a drink, like, you'd always order the same soda, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Was it just a Coke?
No, it was Sprite. I also got Sprite.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay. We're Sprite girlies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But learning. They don't really be doing Sprite over here. Like, they be doing Starry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But so, there was I think what kept happening is because, first of all, in your undisclosed location, your delivery service is ass with a capital ASS. So whenever you'd ask for Sprite, they'd give you Coca-Cola. And so in my mind, I think I've slowly started, not even just Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper. So I think that in my mind, I slowly started to get gaslit that you like Dr. Pepper because they'd always give you Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, even though, I remember that era.
Even though you kept asking for Sprite. So, and you'd be like, I don't even want this. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You said it. I don't even want this.
It would ruin my whole day. I remember there was like a good couple of months where I kept getting Dr. Pepper instead of Sprite. And I'm like, oh, I don't like dark soda.
Literally. So apologies. You like Sprite. Okay.
Yeah, I also like Sprite. Or if they have Baja Blast, I will get a Baja Blast.
Baja Blast. Me too. Twinsies.
Yeah, so good. Okay, Next question. Let me find one that's not gonna fucking dox everything.
We could just lie.
What color are my eyes?
Blue.
Oh my god, yours are purple.
Yeah.
Slay. What is my favorite TV show? Yours is Jane the Virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And then
maybe there's, okay, can we also do like a K-drama?
Okay. I feel like that will be easy for you, for me to guess, but difficult for you to guess for me.
Yeah. But my K-drama actually has changed recently.
True.
But you can say my old one.
Isn't your new favorite one, fuck, I know what it's called. Hold on.
You do.
Castaway Divas.
Yeah. What was my old one?
Your old one? I want to say it
Almost
was...
Paradise.
Yeah. Hold on. Give me a second. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's the one where they threw a fire hydrant at. What is it called?
Oh my gosh.
Cherry Blossom Girl.
With my first celebrity crush, Even Ho.
I know what it's called. I swear to God. It's on the tip of my tongue. Cherry Blossom. No.
I mean, if you know the Korean version of it, you can say it. But I only know the English version of it. It's okay.
What is it called? It's literally on my tongue. I know the entire plot.
Because I told you it. That's also one of the ones that we did over the phone.
She told me the entire plot of it. It's the one, it has a Japanese remake and a Thai remake.
It does. And which one is my favorite out of the Japanese, the Thai, and the Korean?
I think you said the Korean would always be your favorite because nostalgia, but then you really like the Thailand one because the romancing.
Mm-hmm. And they also did a Chinese version too.
Yeah. And I know the Thailand one is called F4.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the Korean and Japanese one is called. F4. Wait.
The Japanese one, I don't remember either.
Four boys. Four.
No.
I know, guys, please. Wait. Guys, wait. I know.
If people know K-dramas, they're probably like screaming. Screaming.
It's. I don't know why cherry blossoms keep coming into my mind. It's not cherry blossoms.
Okay, but what are cherry blossoms?
Trees.
Okay. The actual cherry blossom, like, what is it?
Boys over flowers!
Yeah! Oh, you got it.
Oh my god.
You were...
That's right for my life, guys.
Yeah, literally. You look so stressed. It was so silly. Okay, your favorite show? I want to say Alter Carbon, but I might be wrong. I kind of don't remember what your favorite show is. Give me a hint.
I own the CD of it.
Oh my gosh. Now it's my turn. Oh my gosh. Oh, I remember. And you bought a whole CD player just so you could watch every show. Oh my gosh.
Because the CW vaulted it.
Oh, wait.
It's a number.
The 100?
Higher.
No. Oh my gosh. I don't know. 101. I don't remember. Oh, that's going to piss me off. I don't remember.
You want me to tell you?
No. I'll be so sad. People are going to be like, damn, she doesn't know shit. And I'll be like, you're right. Wait, what the flip? Oh my gosh. Yeah, just tell me.
The 4400.
The 4400. Oh my gosh.
I love that show. What I don't think it's going to get like a drama. It's. No. I feel like it's gonna be impossible.
Well, describe it.
Okay. It's a. Okay. Wait. Which one am I gonna do as my favorite? Okay. So it has the guy from Squid Games in it, the envelope guy. with the red thing. And has Bay Duda. It's a sci-fi one.
Oh, I'm out. I don't know anything.
See?
Well, tell me the name anyway.
The name is Silent Sea. The Silent Sea on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. You've never told me about this one, have you?
No. I think I told you about Strangers from Hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Elle have very different, like, we both like K-dramas, but, like, the genres I like and the genres she like are day and night. Kind of like our dreams.
Vastly different, yeah.
So, you tell them what genre you like, and then I'll tell them what genre I like.
Well, if you couldn't already tell by the titles, I'm into the romance. Like, I usually like slice of life or, like, high school sweethearts into adulthood or, you know, he was a bad boy and she was a good girl and they decided to kiss one day. You know, that's the kind of lovey-dovey stuff I like. And Hawa?
I like the sci-fi, horror, psychological thriller ones and also the detective ones.
Yeah.
So one of them, Strangers from Hell. So good. Elle would be traumatized if she watched that. Super, I think I even tried to explain it to her and I gave up halfway through because I was like, it's too fucked up. I also really love, what is it called? Oh, not Strangers. There is a K-drama called Strangers that I love. But there's one called Somebody on Netflix. I remember telling Elle about this one because there was a specific scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was really fucked up, but it was also kind of funny at the same time. I'm not gonna tell you guys, but I need to finish that K-drama because honestly that one was really creepy. Like, it even creeped me out and I feel like I'm pretty desensitized.
Yeah, because she dreams about it all the time.
Yeah. One day I'll have a nice dream to share with you guys.
But you have had like nice dreams. It's just that has people we know in them.
Yeah, so, and
you can't talk about them.
I can't talk about them at all.
Yeah,
you know, I have dreams about celebrities, but they're never nice. You guys heard the Between and the Sun and the Stars series?
Oh brother!
Oh brother! This guy stinks. Okay, continuing. What food do I hate? I already know what Elf is.
Well, mine's a long list, so.
Yeah, she's very picky, but soup, because I always used to get it wrong. Soup and onions.
Mm-hmm. For how, food that you hate? I mean, you're not too picky. I'm trying to think, like, if you were to order a burger, is there anything you'd take out? Maybe tomatoes? Mm-mm. You'd still eat them?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, that came off a little too judgy.
Because you wouldn't eat them.
Yeah. Oh, you caught me. I don't know. That's hard. You're not very picky. So it's like, even like, I'm trying to think of like the basic stuff, like pickles.
Mayo. I don't like pickles.
Right.
I don't like mayo.
Right. Okay, well then I got it.
Yeah, there you go.
Pickles and mayo.
I don't like pickles, I don't like mayo. I'm not really a soft girly.
Oh yeah, you really don't like pickles. Because we always say that, like, because I love pickles. So, like, if we were to order food and she had pickles in it, then she'd just give them to me.
Yeah, because I don't fuck with
And them. I give her my onions.
Yeah.
That's perfect love.
Friendship.
Yeah, that's love right there.
For real. How do I like my coffee/tea?
Oh, because I was going to say, you don't like coffee. You like your tea, hot.
Yeah.
And in a cup. And, you also.
In a cup? Yeah.
Well, it could be in a mug, you know. You also like it to be tasty. So I think that's, how you like it. Maybe with some sugar and water, maybe. But I don't know.
Jam. So Elle likes sweet coffees. She's not an iced Americano girly. I don't know anyone who is in real life, to be honest. She probably would get like a vanilla ice frappuccino, maybe. Mm-mm. Or latte.
Yeah, latte. Yeah. I don't really like frappuccino. I used to like frappuccinos when I was younger, but now I don't really like them as much.
Yeah. So it would be my neighbors are arguing.
Oh,
Anyway,
what they're saying.
girl, I don't know. I just hear yelling.
Oh, that's
Here.
fun.
Like that. She would get a vanilla ice latte. Thanks.
You don't like, 'cause like with your tea, like you don't put anything in it, to my knowledge.
It depends. If it's like a chai, I'll put.
I hear them. Oh my gosh.
You hear
They're
them, right?
that loud? Wow.
And they, oh my God, they be slamming the door so fucking hard, my apartment vibrates. Like,
Really?
why are you
That's
slamming the door that fucking hard? No one's coming into your crusty fucking place.
That's so gross. Like, I hate that.
I know.
If we were in my apartment, we would never film, by the way, because you could hear everything. My walls were thin as fuck, so.
Yeah, and my walls are like pretty thick, I think. So the fact that you can fucking hear them, it also doesn't help that like
So
my door
rude.
is right next to the fucking exit sign, and then people confuse my door with the exit, and it's like, girl, be so fucking for real.
Seriously.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
How you like your tea?
Oh, if I'm drinking a chai, then I usually like to have milk and sugar, or I've been really into this like Almond Joy coffee creamer.
Okay, cool.
And then usually I drink fruity teas, so because I'm a
Yeah.
fruity individual.
You like
Oh.
orange, right?
Yeah, I like sweet orange tea, and everyone in college used to make fun of me for drinking sweet orange tea.
Because it's fucking orange. Like, what?
It's good.
Okay.
Guys, defend me.
I'm learning to be more loving in my life, so less judgy. Whoa. You're more judgy than me. I don't know why you're laughing.
No, I'm laughing because you said that right after saying, ew, orange
Oh,
tea.
that's true. Well, that's, I listen, it's a learning process. It's not easy. I'm doing my best.
Oh my God, it's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
Guys, on the phone, I thought Elle gave me a
Why
kiss.
would you bring this up?
I thought Elle, she like made a kissing sound, and I was like, oh, she gave me a kiss because like I did something. I was really proud about something, and I thought she was giving me a little kiss on the head, you know? But she was just smacking her lips, and that was really embarrassing. One of the questions was like, what is your most embarrassing moment? And Elle already shared hers, so that's mine today.
I feel like okay, but honestly, I can't talk about it because it incriminates a couple of people. But my most embarrassing moment is around it was around this time in 20 in 29 2020. Because happy birthday. Remember happy birthday around this time
Oh my
in
God.
20, yeah. That's my most embarrassing moment, I think.
Yeah, I know something you don't. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
Okay. When I order a pizza, what do I usually get on it?
Let me go first
Yeah, because
because
I
I
used to
don't
order
know.
Elle's pizza, so I know what she wants.
Oh. Honestly, I don't know. Oh. No, I was gonna say like the sausage, like Italian sausage, but maybe I made that up, or maybe I'm talking about someone else. I don't know. Guys, I'm such a bad friend. What
No,
the
she's really not,
hell?
guys.
What
She just
the
has bad memory.
hell? I
Guys, let her
know.
cook. Let her cook, please.
Wait, I don't know. Like, I know you get cheese. I know you, like, I feel like you've gotten pepperoni in the past. Oh wait, you're holy shit. I'm stressed.
It's okay. Elle
I said,
usually.
"Oh wait."
Elle usually gets pineapple on her.
Yeah. And if I
You
don't get pineapple, what do I get?
usually get pepperoni.
No.
No?
Not us both being pepperoni people who don't eat pepperoni, neither of us fucking
Oh,
eat pepperoni.
sausage, sausage.
No.
Oh.
Okay, at least I'm not bad by myself.
Damn. I don't know. Every time I order it, I always get you pineapple, so I don't know what the other.
If I don't get pineapple, I just get plain cheese.
See, I only get her with pineapple.
Yeah.
My Ellie Baselli deserves the best.
Thanks. Okay, what is yours?
Mine's like stupidly complicated for no reason. Okay. So I'll get a cheese pizza and I'll get it like thin crust. And then I'll get it with extra provolone. Is that how you say that? Mm-hmm. Provolone cheese. And then I'll get onion and then I'll get beef, but only on the right side.
What the heck? How I never would have got that. You've never shared that with me ever.
I know. That was just a trick question.
That's so mean. I was so stressed. I was like, every question I've sucked and people are going to be like, damn, she really don't know shit about her friend. And you're sitting here telling me that you had the most complicated order in history. Wow. Wow.
Should I do another one? What kind of sub do I order at Subway?
We just talked about this though. Recently you ordered the like flat thing. The flat kit or something like that.
The sidekicks?
Sidekick. That's what it was called.
Yeah. And Elle doesn't, that's such a question because Elle hates Subway. She's a Subway hater.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't get anything at Subway.
Never.
Whatever. Do you have a birthmark?
You do. Are we answering for ourselves?
Well, no, this one, it's supposed to say, do I have a birthmark? But I actually don't know if you have a birthmark, so I'm asking. Do you have a birthmark?
I do. I have a couple. I have one on my wrist. I have one on my knee. And I have a lot of sunspots on my body.
Yes. What is one thing Elle finds beautiful about herself? Her sunspots.
Yeah. That's true. They're my favorite part of my body.
I have a giant birthmark under my armpit.
Okay, so you do. I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah. That's it. Nothing special.
Really? You don't? Okay, first of all, very special. Second of all, you don't have any more?
No, I only have the one under. It's a giant one under my armpit.
Mm. Is it lighter or darker? Because I have one that's darker and one that's lighter.
It's darker. It's black.
Cool. I love that.
Have I ever stolen anything? We're not going to incriminate ourselves. The answer is no.
I don't mind incriminating myself. Do you remember my story?
I do.
Okay, then that's all that matters.
So, and that doesn't count because, like, in college...
Okay, sorry, keep going.
We went to a college at undisclosed location, but this college was very expensive, and so a lot of people who went there were very like wealthy, right, and had money. Yeah. And the fact that these bitches had money and they were still stealing people's shit was crazy to me.
That's true.
And so at one point I bought a very nice yoga mat because we were required to have a yoga mat. Someone stole my yoga mat. Yep. And I was so vindicted about it that like I ended up taking someone else's yoga mat.
Okay. Sorry to cut you off. In that same undisclosed school, it was our dance final. And I had to put on a character skirt. So I changed out of my leggings. And when the dance final ended, I went back to my spot and someone stole my leggings. So I had to go the rest of the day in my character skirt, which pissed me off because it was like, it was winter time, so it was cold as fuck, and I'm wearing a character skirt instead of my leggings. So yeah, we both got things stolen from.
I was so mad, dude. And in my defense, I waited a whole like 3 weeks before I finally took that yoga mat, no one was claiming it. So I was like, "It's mine."
Snatchies.
But the tight thing was crazy because the way everyone denied it. And we were like, well, who did it then?
Everyone was looking around. And the thing that made me even more mad was like, it was either on top of my bag or near my bag. So it's like, there's no way you just mistook it for yours because it was literally on my stuff. And also, my shirt was still there. So you meticulously took only my leggings and not my sweater. I'd understand if you took my whole fit. I'd be like, damn, you're really broke and maybe you needed it. Fine. But you only took my leggings? That is malicious shit. And whoever you are, there's a seat in hell for you. Like, you're so sick. Anyway.
Sick. Okay. I have a theory on who stole it, but I'm going to tell you later.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Wow. That's an interesting theory. Okay.
Who is my favorite Disney princess?
Have you mentioned yours before?
I don't think I ever have. So this is more like I'm asking you.
You're asking me mine?
Yeah.
The black one.
I wonder who that is.
Well, there is a new black one, but the old black one. The one who was a frog for most of the movie.
Tiana. Wait, there's Tiana. A new one?
Yeah.
From it the Wish movie?
Yeah. She's irrelevant. I think she's I think she's Afro-Latina or she's all black, but doesn't matter because the movie sucked and I'm not gonna watch it. So
yeah, it sucked really bad. She was a villain basically.
Seriously? Oh,
dude, that's no, because in the movie, spoiler alert, actually no, fuck spoiler alerts, don't watch it. In the movie there's like a guy who can grant wishes, right? And this, mm-hmm. the girl's like, you should grant all wishes, and he's like, no,
that's stupid.
That's a bad idea. I can't just grant every wish. And she's like, you're gatekeeping wishes.
Okay.
And then because they like, he's not a bad character, they had to like make him bad. Right. So like he was like being evil out of nowhere, which made no sense because yeah.
Well, you're not getting my view.
No view. Do I prefer chocolatey or fruity candies?
Oh, I'd hope chocolatey, but low-key, I think you do like fruity candy.
Elle's favorite candy is Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your favorite candy? Do you have a favorite?
Yes.
Okay.
I mentioned it earlier.
Okay. Today?
Mm-hmm. In this recording, I mentioned.
Oh, that's do you know how, are you guys seeing in real time how bad my memory is? Around what timestamp for the viewers?
I mentioned it when we were talking about tea. I said I have a
little orange? No. You mentioned orange tea, chai tea.
A coffee creamer I like to put in the chai tea.
Almond? You like Almond Joy?
Yeah.
Almond Joy is more chocolatey than fruity.
It's a perfect mix of voice. Voice. It's a
I don't know.
It's a perfect mix of both. Both chocolatey and fruity. And nutty.
What's the fruit?
Coconut.
I don't eat Almond Joys. I don't like almonds.
I love Almond Joys. They're so good.
Interesting. Interesting stuff. They're I never knew that.
Yeah, they're my dad's favorite, so they're my favorite, because I'm a daddy's girl.
That's so slay.
So slay, lay, lay. Were you ever in a car accident? That's a question here.
You know that, well, you don't drive, but no. I do. And so technically, yes, with both cars that I've ever driven.
God damn.
But they weren't like, hey now. Calm down. They weren't like major like accidents. They were just like little bumps. Like they weren't even really car accidents, to be honest.
It's not like my sister who has like been cursed.
Yeah, she has a bad track record.
Really and it's not even her fault. That's the crazy part. One of them, a deer ran straight into her car. Just like full fled ran into her car. Like someone put a curse on her. That's crazy. It's great for my sister. Let's see, are there any other questions? Do you have any questions that you want to add?
How much do you love me?
More than you'll ever know.
Oh, okay.
I love you. You know how much I love you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
I love you so much that I mention you so much on this podcast that, a viewer reached out to me, shout out to you, telling me a dream that they had in which they knew it was me because I was talking about you.
No way. That's really scary. Wait, what the hell?
That's guys. How often I talk about you on the podcast.
I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, because, I love that for us.
And it's just because anytime I say something, I'll be like, oh, da 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 da. Oh, yeah, Elle likes that. Anyways.
I like a lot of things.
Yeah. And I like Elle.
I like you too.
Good guys. Come on, guys. Please. let's see. Besides my phone, what do I always have with me? How would you know that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you always have on you besides your phone and your glasses?
nothing. I don't really, because I don't go outside, as you know, I'm a hermit, so I don't really have anything with me. I mean, I guess you could say my laptop. Like, I'm usually, if I'm not on my phone, I'm on my laptop. But yeah, I don't really, I don't even really use my phone, to be honest, not that much. I've been cutting down on the time. It's mostly my laptop. So I guess, I don't know. What about you?
I was going to say lip balm.
Oh, lip balm. Yeah, that's that makes sense.
My lips are always ashy.
Mine too. I need to get more lip balm.
I got this for a birthday gift. I got this like Trader Joe berry lip balm and chocolate lip balm. So, so good.
Okay. Okay. Chocolate. That's new.
And it tastes like chocolate too. So I'm like, crazy. It's edible. So, if we were on vacation together, where would we go?
Okay, where would we actually go, or where do we want to go?
Let's do both.
Okay, where we would actually go. I don't know if I should expose ourselves like this, but
all right, where would we realistically go?
Realistic? No, like, what I mean is, like, if we were to go on like an international trip, we'd be going to Korea. Like, hello. But if we were like going for vacation, which sounds silly, but you get it. If we were going for vacation, I would want to go to your hometown, but not for long, because I'm a city girl and I don't know how long. I don't know how long.
And it's in both sense, like she both senses in the state that I live in and also my actual like home in like Gambia. It just rule.
I genuinely like am so fascinated by your culture and I would love to experience it. And, you know, I'd love to see where you have lived and spent your time. Maybe like 2 or 3 days, maybe like a little weekend trip.
So is that to Wisconsin or to Gambia? Like
Gambia.
Oh, okay. I was like, girl, you could last a little bit longer.
It really does work for both. That's so funny because it really does work for both. But why'd you just say where you're from?
Girl, they already know.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
That's fine.
As long as you're cool with it.
They don't know the place.
Right.
You just know the state.
Well, I want to go to Wisconsin at some point this year to your undisclosed location, but we have to work around the kinks of all that.
Yeah.
So that's not really a vacation. So yeah, I think we're actually going to Korea, but vacation wise, maybe Gambia or I'd want to go to Paris with you. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I would just need to work on my languages.
We'd also have to go to Canada. I know you'd want to go to Thailand because you've been working on your Thai a lot more.
So. We should talk about the languages that we are learning because we're learning a lot of...
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. That's another inside joke. There you go.
I'm learning Haitian Creole and also Korean.
Yes. And currently, I am learning German. I've been learning German for, like, 10 years.
Okay. But to be fair, for, like, 2 of those years, you only did the flirting category in Duolingo. So you need to do a little bit more.
Okay. And then they took it away.
The flirting one? They said you've been doing too much. Like, who are you kissing in German?
But I've been learning German since, like, high school. I did, like, 4 years in high school, and then I revisited it. During the pandemic. So I can introduce myself in German. I will right now. Hello, mein Name ist Hawa. Ich bin 33 Jahre alt. Ich komme aus Westafrika, aber ich lebe in Wisconsin. Yeah.
Yay. Dankeschön. She's so like multilingual.
If you are German and you're listening to this, please be nice. I'm trying. This is 10 years. That's all I know. 10 years. I also know how to say, das ist mein Geburtstag.
Das what about I love you?
Ich liebe dich.
Right.
Yeah. I actually had a dream where I was trapped in Germany and I could only say, das ist mein Geburtstag, which means that is my birthday.
Awful. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was awful. I can read and write in German pretty well, though.
Period.
So that's good. I'm also learning Korean with Elle. She's mm-hmm. doing a lot better than me, honestly.
I'm only better focusing on one. So
yeah. I'm better at listening. I'm not gonna say speaking. I'm better at listening. I can understand Korean. Mm-hmm. I cannot speak it. I can speak at a very toddler level and I cannot read or write it.
I can read and write it. But I can't really understand it yet, and I can't really speak it. But I like there are certain times where they'll say like a chunk of something, and I'm like, oh, I know what that means. Like I get the gist of it, but I can't say word for word, beat for beat, bar for bar, what it means.
Yeah. I can understand it pretty well. I tested it out because we were watching Street Woman Fighter 2 together. And I was watching with zero subtitles, mm-hmm. and she was watching with subtitles. Mm-hmm. And so we would talk to each other, and I'd be like, okay, so, like, this is what the girlies were saying. Is that right?
I'd be like, close, but she actually said it like this, and the nuance in this, oh, girl.
Yeah, because I'd be, like, translating in real time. And sometimes, especially with Street Woman Fighter 2, sometimes they say things that sound a lot nicer than what they're actually trying to say, or it's mm-hmm. the opposite. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh my god, that was so mean. And I'll be like, no, it wasn't.
And yeah. I'm like, and then sometimes you'd be like, oh, well, she meant it like this. And I'm like, no, girl, she was being a stone cold biatch. Like, trust me.
Yeah. And then I'm also trying to learn Thai just because I've been watching a lot of Thai dramas and I really like the language. And then I started learning like High Valyrian, which is a made up language from Game of Thrones.
Well, I know Pig Latin, so.
Isn't that the one that goes like Edi Wada Adabada?
No. It's the one that's like Le Sa. Wait. Oh no, I used a weird word for that. Ela. Bla. Like that. I don't know how to explain to you, but my mom speaks Pig Latin. She spoke Pig Latin my whole life, which Pig Latin's a made up language, but she's spoken it my whole life that she'll speak to me in Pig Latin and people around us won't understand, but I'll know it. So technically, I've always been multilingual.
Period.
I mean, what is it? I've always been bilingual, but now I'm becoming multilingual. Yeah.
Yes. And then obviously I speak Fula. Not as I used to be a lot more fluent than I am now. That's just because I integrated into America.
Fuck yeah.
That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about America. So, yeah. Okay. Last question. What's your favorite thing about me?
My favorite thing about you? Okay. Can I just say that as soon as you read the question, for some reason my heart sunk. So, just, you know.
Damn. But-
No, like, I was nervous, I guess.
Okay.
So, my favorite thing about you, I mean, there's a lot to love, so it's hard to pick a favorite. But I guess I would say how nice you are. Not just nice, because nice is for everyone. You're very kind, and you've been through a lot in your life, and somehow you're still here, you're still surviving, you're still doing your best and being as positive as you can. And it's very commendable that you still manage to put a smile on your face and keep going every day. And you're very loving to your mom, to people who don't deserve it, to me. And you never stop grinding. And I think that all those things combined make you a wonderful person who the world just does not deserve, and I don't deserve.
You deserve
And
it.
but you're really cool and you're very thoughtful, like even in your gift giving, the way that, because I know it's your love language, the way that you give to people, again, even to those who don't deserve it, is very commendable. And the world needs to see your light and your shine and you're awesome. And I love you. Mwah.
I love you too. No balls. Sorry.
Oh, is it no balls or no bars?
I don't know. I
I
thought it
thought it
was
was
no
no
balls.
bars. Oh, okay. Slay.
You're not escaping this. My favorite thing about you.
Oh, sorry, I gotta go. let me
My
how do you
favorite
hang up
thing
or what?
about L. Where do I even begin?
Okay, pick one thing and keep it short.
No. My favorite thing about L is her smile. I love her smile. I love when she's smiling genuinely. Like the type of smile where she's also smiling with her eyes and her eyebrows smile. I love talks about things that she's really interested in because the way her face just lights up is so cute. And I also love how she always sees the best in people. Always. Even if they do her fucking dirty. Birthday. She still wishes the people the best, and she always wants to see them thrive, even though me personally, and maybe it's because I'm jaded, I don't think I deserve that. So yeah.
It's the Aquarius in you and the Capricorn in you. Those two are like clashing with each
And
other.
the Aries.
Aries are, honestly, yeah. All three of those are very like hold grudgy. So,
I feel like I'm valid in my grudges. Okay, minus the dream ones.
no, minus the dreams. No, completely. Especially the one that we're both thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, okay, I lied. I just thought of one more question because you brought it up. What are your favorite
Okay.
love languages that you like to receive and your love languages that you like to give?
So, my favorite, I was okay, what I was gonna say was everyone really kind of needs all five. That's why they're always brought up. My favorites are probably physical touch and quality time. And like I've taken the quiz a couple times and those two are the ones that always switch, but they're always my top two. And the one that I give, I probably give words of affirmation the most, and I also do a lot of physical touch and quality time. I give the ones that I want to receive the most because it makes them feel happy and it also makes me feel like So I'd say those. Yeah. What about you?
Me?
Well, I know giving is gift giving. And maybe even acts of service a little bit. I feel like you're an acts of service girly.
Yeah, giving, honestly, giving, if I really love someone, you're getting all five regardless. But the big two is definitely gift giving and acts of service and words of affirmation.
Yeah, that's true.
And then my three favorite are words of affirmation and physical touch and quality time. Yeah.
That's why we're friends.
Yeah.
'Cause we do those things.
Even though sometimes I remember I would have to fight for my life to be like, please give me a hug, please.
It's
Felt like
like only when I'm in the mood. Like, but we used to, back when we were in the first half of our undisclosed location school, we would sleep in the same bed.
yeah.
But in the second half of our undisclosed location school, we had our own beds, so we didn't really do a lot of physical touch.
And those beds were tiny. And like
Super
I remember at one
tiny.
point we like fit three people in them. So I was like, Jesus.
I don't know how we did it.
I don't know either.
We were silly girls.
Kind of ate that up.
We did.
Anyways, okay, guys, that was our little sweet little 3 year anniversary bonus
Yay!
episode. I
Yay!
hope you guys enjoyed. I'm so glad I got to have Elle back. Honestly, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I got a little emotional before recording because I was so nostalgic. I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of the first time we did this. It's yeah. so sweet. So I'm so glad that I was able to get her on the podcast one last time.
No, like I'll be back. That's
perfect. She confirmed it. So everyone hold her to it.
Oh.
Everyone hold her to it now. So yeah, I'm so glad I was able to get her on just in time for the 1 year anniversary and that we're finally
babe it's been 3 years.
The 3 year anniversary. You see how I was so like back in the nostalgia? Like I forgot. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
It's the 3 year anniversary. So I'm so glad I got to get Elle on for the 3 year anniversary and that we actually are going to celebrate this 3 year anniversary together.
Yeah, yeah. The
three of us. I'm so happy.
Oh, three. Oh, the audience? Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Flashbacks. sorry.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So the three of us, you, me, and our sun, moon, and stars, obviously.
Correct, correct, correct.
And yeah, I promise that this year I'm going to be a lot more consistent. And who knows, maybe Elle will come on, share a dream. Maybe she'll be witness to a dream.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe we'll do a bonus episode. I have a bunch of fun bonus episode ideas, like rating the food in our dreams and stuff. So maybe she'll come on for that. Maybe if you guys send a dream, maybe I'll get Elle back on here. Because, you know, one thing I forgot to mention was the fact that the whole dream analysis side of this podcast is Elle.
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to be my thing.
Yeah, because I'm not really good at dream analysis, as you guys can probably tell. Listening to the podcast, because I'm always like, damn, that's crazy. I don't know what the fuck that means.
But anyway, you could tell. Why don't you tell me? Because I could just tell you what the analysis is.
That's so true. But, you know, that's her little expertise. So maybe if you want your dream to be analyzed by her, the person who's never wrong and is always right, maybe you should send your dream. But yeah, with all of that being said, do you remember the outro?
Absolutely not.
Okay, wait. I'm going to coach Elle real quick on how to do the outro.
Okay.
Okay. She's coached and primed and she's ready. So, with all of that being said, firstly, happy anniversary.
And happy birthday.
Happy birthday and sweet dreams.
Sleep tight.
I love you.
Good night.
We'll see you soon till we dream again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.